In the contest to see which Republican candidate can be the most brutally candid, I think we have a winner. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
For too long, we Republicans have been content to lose the black vote because we found we didn't need it to win.
At the National Press Club, former Texas Governor Rick Perry apologized for the Republican Party's treatment of African Americans.
When we gave up trying to win the support of African Americans, we lost our moral legitimacy.
But that doesn't mean he's becoming a Democrat. Quite the opposite. He says that more African Americans are moving to Texas than to any blue state because Democratic policies have made the cost of living too high. And he said that if blacks can forgive the Republican Party's past racism, they'll find that its economic and education policies will leave them much better off than Democrats have.
If we create jobs, if we incentivize work, if we keep nonviolent drug offenders out of prison, we reform our schools, and we reduce the cost of living, we will have done more for African Americans than the last three Democrat administrations combined.
As you'd expect, the fact checkers were all over his claims about the Texas economy and his claim that Texas has the highest graduation rates for African Americans and Hispanics. And guess what? They found the claims to be true. Many Southern Republicans support the idea of taking down the Confederate flag, but it sounds to me like Rick Perry just set fire to it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.